Welcome back to another episode of The Daily Unicorn. My name is Jordan Syatt, and thank you so much for listening. I'm very excited about this episode. It's very special to me because I had the opportunity to get on the phone with a previous client of mine, current Inner Circle member. Her name is Amanda. And throughout the course of us working together and knowing each other, she has undergone one of the most incredible transformations I've seen, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally, which I think is equally, if not more important. She's really undergone what I think is the ultimate expression of going from someone who had a lot of anxiety and had a lot of insecurities in regard to fitness, nutrition, working out, and has now become the ultimate flexible dieter, the ultimate flexible mindset, doesn't care what the scale says, doesn't let that control her life. She's able to eat foods that other people deem as unhealthy or bad without it throwing her off track, without binging, without feeling bad about it. And I wanted to have her on, actually on her birthday, because it really, she has so much insight to share from a firsthand experience, and it really, she did a tremendous job of talking about it, and we had a really great back and forth. So I hope you enjoy the episode. Please bear in mind, for whatever reason, the recording tools that I'm using on Anchor, every 7 minutes it would just log us off. So there are some like times, there are a couple times where they hear us like get back on track or repeat ourselves, but it makes up a very small portion of the episode. So I hope you enjoy it. If you have any questions or comments, please leave them here wherever you're listening. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you soon. Amanda is live. How are you?
Oh, I am so good.
Well, happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
What is it? Not a day over perfection. That's the day.
That's right. It is 40 and feeling awesome. I love it. I don't care about age. Birthday. Susan and I were talking about age and numbers this morning, and we don't care.
Well, I love it. You're more fabulous than ever. And also, by the way, thank you for getting on the phone on your birthday. It means the world to me. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, it means the world to me to be on the phone with you on my birthday. It's a special treat.
Well, so I have no idea what we're going to talk about. What do you want to talk about today? Is there anything specific that you wanted to chat about on your birthday?
Like unicorns and the magical land of the forest and gosh, we're going to sound like we're on mushrooms here. Okay.
I can definitely hop on the unicorn train for sure.
I think it's funny because I've spent the past 2 days with Susan, or day and a half or whatever. And we've talked a lot about things. And, you know, for me, like the past number of months have been a huge mindset paradigm shift, just in regards to life and fitness and goals and just being successful in so many different areas.
I'm going to interrupt you on your birthday. And I think one of the main reasons that I'm glad that you're on is because the complete turnaround starting with your fitness and / mindset has just completely changed your life, right? Like it's completely, you've done.
It has. And the ironic thing about it is that the less I care, and I don't mean like the less I care as in like, I don't give a fuck about it because I care, but the less obsessed I am with it, the better it has become.
And that's huge. And it's so much easier said than done though, right? It's so easy to be like, oh yeah, just don't be obsessed with it. But I just want to hear your story. Like, your story is so good. Like what happened? Where were you? Process. What was going on? Talk about where you were and then we'll talk about how you progressed from there.
Well, 40 years ago today I was born and.
Well, no. We need to start before that. So where were your parents when you were conceived?
Okay. I've been all through growing up, I was pretty athletic. I was pretty just, I moved, I did stuff. I got married. I had a crap ton of babies.
Five babies, right?
Five. I have five children. And none of them love me. No, which is where they should be at this point in their life. But no, I did a lot of, I was a runner in high school. I did track. I rode crew, in college. I got to the point where I was running a lot. Maybe, gosh, 3, 4 years ago, I was running. I ran Ragnar races. I ran, I ran, I ran, and I got burnt out with it, but I still wanted to, I wanted fitness. As much as I was running, I still wanted fat loss, muscle gain, you know, all of those things that, you know, everybody wants, right? And I just decided I needed something different. So I started doing a lot of research online, looking at weightlifting, weight training, strength training, kind of started doing my own thing, found like this 12-week beginner strength training program. I did that. And with it came some nutrition guidelines. However, I felt the nutrition guidelines maybe weren't that accurate because even though I was building strength, I gained weight during that 12-week period. And of course, like everybody else are like, oh, you're gaining muscle. Well, I wasn't gaining. I probably was gaining muscle, but I was also gaining a shit ton of fat. And my protein, I think when we first got on the phone, I think I told it like my protein was over like 220 grams of
Yeah, it
protein,
was
which is
insane.
like, you know, 4 unicorns don't even need that much protein. So I got to a point where I finished that 12-week program. I didn't really know what to do. I had been following you like back when you had 3 followers. I just decided, I don't know what it was that just kind of that little voice in my head said like, let's try this. Let's go for this. And that's when, gosh, it's been a little bit over a year or about a year since phone and started working one-on-one. And I remember being super excited and super pumped and super like, man, the next 6 months, I'm gonna kill it. That is gonna be all I need. I'm gonna get to this point, you know, in 6 months, and I'm just gonna rock everybody's world, my own world. And that was my problem, is I had this mindset of a period of time, whether, and it doesn't matter the period of time for anybody, whether you think it's 6 weeks or 6 months, or I didn't have a lifetime lifestyle mindset. And you know the struggles. I struggled with the weight not changing, and beat up my scale with a baseball bat, and that was a good thing.
Well, that was amazing. We have to talk. We have to give more context to that story because, like, we can't just say that. So, like, basically, we started working, and you already hit on a really good point, which was the 6 month time frame. And for a little bit of context on that, when I was accepting new one-on-one clients, it was a 6 month minimum commitment. And
Right.
that for me as a coach is mostly because I don't want to work with someone. I don't want to set the precedent of, hey, this is a 30-day fix, or hey, I'm looking for like a 30-day or 90-day transformation story, and then good luck, and like who knows what you're going to do when we're done. It's like I want to have a real relationship, which is why I consider you one of my best friends now, because like we developed a really great relationship over those 6 months. And but what happened was, and as you said, when you hear like, okay, 6 months, okay, 6 month time commitment, so that means by the end of 6 months, I'm going to be at my goal. Right? It's like, I'm good. That'll be it. Like, I'll be completely happy, and it'll be like all like sunshines and rain. All right, we're on the phone again. We're back.
Okay, can you hear me?
I have no idea what happened. I'm gonna together so that people don't have to know that, like, they don't have to hear the same thing over again. No clue. That's never happened to me doing this.
It's because it's me. And
You're my good luck charm. No, so basically what I was saying was it was a 6 month time commitment, and I do that because I want to develop a real relationship. And but the issue that a lot of people have anytime they start a program, whether it's a 30-day program, 60-day, 90-day, 6 month, 1 year, is they feel like that at the end of that time frame, all of a sudden they're going to be at their goal. Like that's they're just going to be like, okay, like this is it, I'm there. And then so
Like
for
there's a
example, like
moment of arrival.
right, exactly. Like there's a single moment where they're like, I'm here, I've arrived. And then like, but
Like
even for like
Oprah comes out and
the
gives you a car and the
and you go to
unicorn
school,
thing,
and you go to
and
school. And it's like the but the issue isn't like, tell me if this is what happened with you, is for six, for, we had the 6 month time frame, and then, for example, like you get, you do a lot of work, and you get to like 3 months, and then 3 months in, you're not anywhere near where you think that you should be for like where or relative to your goal, and you're like, oh my god, like this is not where I thought I would be now, and then you start to like have all these doubts and think you're a failure.
Oh yeah, for sure. Even maybe not quite at 3 months. I mean, you know my struggles, and it was funny because I was talking this morning a little bit, and I think even with the scale, like for me with the scale, you know, the scale wasn't budging, but I mean, you know, because I sent you photos, the photos were looking different, the measurements were changing, albeit not as fast as I had hoped or wanted, but they were moving. And I think even with that, sometimes I think people can, even if you say, fuck the scale, don't care about the scale, I think people can kind of jump on that bandwagon, so to speak, but then get obsessive about the photos or the measurements or how your clothes are fitting, which are good indicators. But I think at the same time, you kind of need to throw it all out the window.
At least, I'm with you.
At least for
me. I totally agree.
And just fuck it all and go with the process and get to a point where you love what you are doing, you love what you are becoming, you are there because it's a process in your life. It's something that is adding to your existence of who you are, of who you want to become. And it's more than just a number on the, just how your clothes fit. It's more than the measurements changing. It's so much more than that. And that's where you're going to make me cry. Okay, I'm not going to cry.
My goal is to make you happy cry. That's my goal. But like, no,
that's where it is. And that's where I, you know, so I went through that time with you and got to a place where I got super busy with my kids, with travel and stuff. And I knew that I wasn't going to be able to make those steady commitments in the gym and stuff. And so that's when I switched over to Inner Circle, which woohoo, you know me, I love IC, and kind of came off, you know, that. And although I think like, and what I'm saying is that I think that people have to kind of go through the process. I mean, maybe there's people that are out there that can just say, yeah, fuck it all. And I, you know, I'm just going to go and do these things because I enjoy them. They make me happy. I feel good. I can move. I can run with my kids. I can, you know, I can do all these things. But I think a lot of people have to go through the process. You've got to go down in that valley in order to get back up the mountain on the other side.
I totally agree. And
I think everyone's valley and everyone's process through that is going to look a little different. But I think most people that you talk to in the fitness industry, outside, you know, we all have to kind of go through that learning process to get in a good place. And I kind of went through that. And I remember starting in with the Inner Circle, and I, you know, I had tracked hard. I had tracked calories, done numbers. I knew, I knew, you know, my numbers and my calories. And when I started back in the fall with getting back into my regular workouts and back with what I'll call tracking, I decided I'm going to hit these calorie goals, but for nutrition, but I'm going to do it intuitively. And I'm not going to obsess about it. And I'm not going to, I'm going to see how it goes. And over the course of, I think I started like September, October. And so I went through the, you know, the rainy season of hell of Halloween and Thanksgiving and the holidays and all of that. And then in the beginning of January, I took off for Europe, spent 10 days in Europe eating and drinking all the things. And I think I got back from Europe and I weighed myself just because I was able to have a better relationship with the scale at that point. And it just always tells me I'm sexy as fuck. So I love it. I got on that scale and I was 20 pounds less than I was in October.
That's amazing.
And my deadlift is stronger and my squat. I mean, I've added strength. I've added weight to all my lifts. I'm happy in the gym. I'm happy with what I'm doing. Do I want to lose more fat? Probably.
Yeah, and that's fine. And that's totally fine. It's not like a bad thing either. That's just
It's
like,
not like nothing. Do I want to get stronger? Hell yeah. But am I happy right now? Absolutely. Do I love who I am right now in this moment? Absolutely. And I have the rest of my whole life to just keep doing what I'm doing and see how it goes.
well, so I mean, you hit on a lot to talk, a lot here. I'm gonna like I want to m mention one thing and then go to the scale again. But the major thing that to number one understand is that you've done, and I don't even know like if you've realized you've done it from like a like if you could articulate it just because you've done it so well, just like through the process you've gone through, is that you now realize that there is no end date. There is no day, there is no moment where you're going to be like, I have arrived. You've instead gotten to the point, which is a very high level mindset of knowing that this is a lifelong process, and all the way until, like, I mean, you're immortal, so that's not going to happen. But for regular people, like when they to the day they die, there's always going to be ideally something they want to improve and something they want to get better at, and that's okay. It's essentially understanding. We're live again. Now we're back. I'm gonna be able to edit this so that like the transitions aren't too ridiculous, but I have no idea what's going on.
Third time is a charm.
But it's you found out it's about always being always happy, never satisfied. It's like it, wanting to improve isn't a bad thing, and understanding that there's always going like just because there's something else and there's you're not arriving at a point of perfection or complete happiness and bliss. It's not a bad thing. That's actually a good thing. And you've gotten to that point where I think most people, they're always looking for that one thing, that one program, that one fix that's going to magically like give them all the happiness and satisfaction. When reality is, they need to understand that you're always going to be in the process of trying to improve, and that's okay. And the more that you try and focus on this one end date, like looking for the one diet or workout or program that's going to, like when you're looking for that one thing that'll give you this end result on a specific day, the more you're going to perpetually be searching for it and unhappy.
Exactly. And I think that fitness so very well mirrors life in that people oftentimes look for external things. Like you said, this one diet, this one food, this one program, or this one coach or whoever that's going to make it happen. And it has nothing to do with those external things.
100%. And so the other thing I wanted to go back to was you smashed your scale with a baseball bat, and it wasn't out of anger. It was like I forced
No.
you to do it. And so, but like it's a funny story, and you recorded it on video, and it's like, but I think honest to God, like looking back, that was a moment that was a life-changing moment where to the point where now you just said that you literally stepped on the scale and it was like that it didn't matter to you. But before stepping on the scale was an emotional event. So like talk about it. Like what happened? What was happening before? And then why did I say go fucking smash your scale with a bat? And then like how did you feel about like just walk us through that?
Well, I was getting a little neurotic about the scale because I was going through this process and this program with you, and I was weighing myself, and the numbers weren't matching up with how I was feeling, because I was feeling good, I was feeling strong, I was, the measurements, the pictures, the number on the scale wasn't matching that. And I remember distinctly, like right before you told me to do that, there was like an email where I wrote you something about how I was feeling good and I was hitting my numbers and the measurements and that. And then, like, in the very next, I don't even know if it was the same email or whatever, I was like, I can't believe the weight. And I was upset. You were like, I think you highlighted it and you emailed it right back to me. And you were like, what the fuck? Like, you don't even make sense. You're a crazy woman. And here's what needs to happen. You need to get rid of that scale. You need to go smash it up. And I was like, what? Like, I
Yeah.
can't do that. And I thought about like telling you that I did it and not really doing it. And then I think that you thought that I was going to do that. And I'm like, he's not going to believe me until
I
I
knew you were
really.
going to do that.
And so, yeah, and I did it. My kids were out there in the front yard with me recording it, and it was liberating, like in so many ways, not just about the scale itself, but just about the process. And it allowed me the freedom of mind to be able to progress and to move forward in ways that I might have been able to do otherwise, but for me, it was definitely a turning point in working with you, in that I think after that point, I started to mentally make better progress as well as not just physically.
I completely agree. So, I mean, that is just a point where it's like not telling everyone to go out and smash your scale. I think everyone, and the reality is, the best part now is you can step on the scale and not have that emotional relationship with it anymore. It's all a logical relationship. And that's the goal. It's not to never step on the scale again. It's to understand that, like, the scale, it doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't tell you the whole story. It's a good tool and can be a good source of accountability, but it is not, if you're letting it control your emotions, that's when you have to decide, you know what? I'm going to take a break from it, and then I'm not, and until I get to a point where it will not control it. And you have to be very, and if you are stepping on a scale and your emotions are changing because of it, then it is not a good tool for you.
Absolutely. If you in any way, and I think even positive, like if you are in a different
Agree.
position when you walk out of that bathroom than when you walked into it to get on the scale, then there's a problem. And I mean,
Agree.
I've gone in there, and I've, even in that process of, over those 4 months and those 20 pounds being gone, I mean, there were times where I walked in there and I was like 4 or 5 pounds heavier than I had been the day or 2 days before. And I kind of went, me. Oh well, like
Oh, well, exactly.
it's probably lying to me, so I don't really care. Let's go to the gym and deadlift.
That scale's a filthy fucking lie. I mean, it's so funny. Like, we can be like around people all day, and like, you can like accuse, like, I think that person's lying to me. Like, I don't know if this person's telling the truth. I think my kid's lying. But then the scale, we just always take it at value. It's like, no, you still, that scale is a fucking liar. Like, you need to like accuse that scale is a fucking liar, and you need to like call it out on his bullshit.
That's right.
But
Yeah, I think that's where all children learn to lie is from the scale. They hide in your bathroom.
who taught you to say that? Did the scale teach you to say that? Fucking scale. I'm gonna go like smash him with a baseball bat in the driveway.
You know what? I think I'm gonna go home and name my scale Karen.
You wouldn't believe, I've had several Karens DM me being like, why are you doing this? Like, it's not funny anymore. I'm like, it's just a joke, Karen. Come on.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Which is
But
fine.
so so
I can be like, fuck you, Karen. Stop lying to me.
but so so you've come a long way, and it's far beyond just the scale, I mean, which has been a big part of it. But I mean, you've also been focusing, I think probably one of the more important and really telling parts of your transformation is, I think you've started to focus less on All right, so what I was
Okay.
saying was one thing that I think you've made a big change on, and that has made a big difference, is you are focusing less on necessarily aesthetics, on how you look. You still care and you're still working on it, but you're focusing less on that and more on your performance, on your strength, on tangible goals, rather than a sort of made up idea in your head of, I'll be happy when I look this way, or when I reach a certain number on the scale, because that doesn't guarantee you look anyway. You're chasing performance-based goals, and that's driving your motivation and progress.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been a complete mindset, like paradigm shift.
Now, something about that that's really interesting to me, though, and this is probably, I think, one of the most important parts to know, is so far, we've spoken about how far you've come, about how you're in such a good place now and how you're doing so well. But, I mean, there are still days where, like, I know, like, recently you wrote about in the Inner Circle how you were frustrated with your deadlift and how it was, like, bothering you, but you weren't going to quit. You were going to keep going. And then recently you I think you hit a new personal record, right, where you did really well?
Yeah, well, actually yesterday deadlifting, I got 260 off the ground for, reps.
Shut the fuck up. Are you serious?
Yeah. Where I think like a month ago I attempted 265 and I got like 1.5 reps and they were ugly and it was yucky. And yesterday I pulled 4 sets, 2 of them at 255 and 2 sets at 260.
So, that is so sick. Holy shit. That's amazing.
You know what? I will second that and toot my own horn and say, yes, it is amazing because I'm happy about it. And it feels good and it feels amazing. And it's something that is driving me to keep going and keep moving forward. And I got my squat over 200 pounds for reps on Saturday.
Holy shit. That's just really freaking strong. But, like, I mean, listen, that's really freaking strong. And you know that, and it's crazy now. But here's the funny part is I guarantee you, you're not going to be like, okay, like, I'm happy now, I'm done. That's going to fuel your fire to get stronger and stronger and stronger. And you know now that there will be days in the gym where you're weaker than you want to be and you don't feel as good, and it'll frustrate you, but it won't make you second guess your program or yourself. It'll just, you understand that, hey, this is normal. Progress isn't linear. I'm not going to get stronger every day, every week, every month. It's the trend. But that mindset that you've cultivated is what is the part that most people never get to, because you just said, like, it couldn't have been more than 2 or 3 weeks ago where you were frustrated with your deadlift. But it's not like you changed your program or, like, went online to find a new way of doing things. You're like, listen, I'm trusting the process. And that is the key.
Yes. It's to keep going and keep doing the same thing and know that it's going to ebb and flow and there's going to be good days and bad days. And, I mean, here's the thing, like, the clincher with the squats, like, a month and a half ago, I think it was like January or maybe December, I was stuck at 170 pounds and they felt heavy and they felt ugly. And I was like, 200 felt like years off. And to hit that 200 on Saturday, I was like, progress can be made. And the thing is, in the same moment that I hit that 200, I'm like, you know what? There very well may be, like, sometimes in the next number of weeks or whatever, where I may not even be able to do what I did Saturday, but that doesn't mean that I won't do it again. And it doesn't mean that I won't even supersede that in the future. It just means it's part of the game. Mm-hmm. And if you want to play the game, you need to be able to pick up the nasty, sorry cards along with the good cards. You can't play Candyland and only move forward.
That honest to God, like, that, what a great way to put it. I love that. That's so
can true. Can you tell I have to play Candyland with a 5-year-old sometimes? Yeah.
That was probably my favorite game as a kid, and my mom always used to, like, make sure that I won. She would stack the deck to make sure I got it. But you're right. You're 100% right. Like, that's such a great way to put it. You can't play Candyland and only move forward. Like, it's funny because we all logically know that. If we break it down, like, you know, you're not going to add 10 pounds to your squat every time, or else, like, by the end of the year, you'd add, like, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pounds, and everyone would be squatting 1,000 pounds like it was nothing. But then emotionally, we get upset. So, but what you're describing and what you've gone through is a transformation process far more than any physical, like, you've done a complete life transformation. It's transformed your outlook on
all aspects of your life, and from just from knowing you and speaking with you, you're not just stronger in your squat. You are stronger as a human. You are stronger and more patient as an individual, and that gives you so much power to the point where you see so much more opportunity for yourself, and you see so much. You're not scared. You're not worried of failure. You embrace that everything in life is a process, and that empowers you to chase whatever the fuck you want to chase. The transformation I've seen from you has been nothing short of tremendous, and not just in the gym. I just think the gym and it was sort of where it began.
Yes, and thank you very much. And I think that, you know, along with that, you know, the process and the transformation is that nothing is going to be linear, and you need to look at progress. You need to look at all of those things in terms of like a sphere. Like it's not this line. It's, you know, some days progress in the gym is going to look like adding weight to your lift. Sometimes progress in the gym is going to be, I showed up when I didn't want to. Sometimes progress is going to be, I dropped back on weight.
So you're saying sometimes progress will be, and just go from there again?
So a progress, you know, sometimes I think people look at progress has to be linear. Like, you know, adding weight to a lift in the gym is progress, but there's so many other aspects to it. And I think rather than it being linear, I kind of look at it as spherical, and you're like this ball, and there's so many different outlooks that can be progress. You know, sometimes you walk into the gym and just showing up when you didn't want to be there is progress. Sometimes backing off weight and focusing on form is progress. There's just, you know, sometimes just, you know, actually eating the pizza is progress, because your mind is telling you I can't eat this and lose weight, and you totally can.
That's the type of mindset that is so outrageously high level advanced, because I mean it, because I'll post something online about how, you know, flexible dieting, you can have this slice of pizza, you can have this, and there'll be coaches who message me and say, like, what are you doing? You're promoting an unhealthy lifestyle. You're promoting, like, people to eat bad stuff. And what they fail to see is what you see. And that's, for some people, being able to eat a slice of pizza without overwhelming anxiety, that is huge progress. That is,
yes.
No one, you shouldn't be tied down to only eating quote unquote healthy food. Your life should not revolve around nutrition. Your life should not revolve around the gym. It should be a part of it. It should enhance it. But as soon as it starts to take away happiness and start to add anxiety, that's when there's really major issues. So what you just said is people only look at progress usually as scale going down, body fat going down, strength going up, but they don't realize that just like you said, like, you don't realize that not if you don't want to go to the gym and you going to the gym that day, that's progress. Or you having a slice of pizza and eating it without feeling like you did something bad, that's progress. You have such a great mindset around it. I think that most people, they just never get to where you are.
Well, thank you. It hasn't been easy, but it has been completely worth it. And I feel like I can better embrace the ups and the downs of not just fitness, but life, because it's going to happen. You know, like we talked about, the scale's going to go up, the scale's going to go down. The lifts are going to go up, the lifts are going to go down. The pants are going to fit, they're not going to fit. There's going to be good and bad throughout your life. And the thing is you need to embrace it, and you need to own it, and you need to live and love and laugh and be happy and focus on the things that bring you joy, and know that just because something brings you joy in one moment doesn't mean it's going to be there in the next. Just like, you know, I can't hang on that deadlift yesterday and be like, yes, like that, like I've arrived. Although I have arrived.
But I have, just say.
You know, because there, you know, there's going to be good and bad and ups and downs. And I think that, you know, really getting to a point where you can, you know, look at progress, look at what you're doing with your life. And my goal, my little mantra lately is to do a little bit better today than I did yesterday. And that can that can bring on so many different aspects, just like I was talking about progress. You know, maybe today doing a little bit better is hitting my protein. Maybe today doing a little bit better is not yelling at my kids. Maybe today doing a little bit better is getting on the scale when I don't want to, or not getting on the scale when I do want to. There's so many different levels to it. And I think that people need to settle down, not be so obsessed, and really, you know, this, I've heard you say this a lot, that, you know, if somebody came to you with the same thing you're ranking on yourself about, what would you say to them?
100%.
And I think that we are so self-critical. We are so hard on ourselves in ways that we would never imagine being towards other people. And I think that that kind of is the key, is that you're not going to be able to do anything for yourself if you can't be kind to yourself.
That's a fact right there. That's a fact. I think most people, most of us are harder on ourselves than we would be to like our worst enemy. Like,
absolutely.
If your worst enemy came to you in tears saying like, I'm so sad about this, or like, I don't think I'm making progress, you would open up your heart and you'd make them see that they were being silly. But if you said it, if the same thing happened to you, you'd treat yourself worse than your worst enemy.
Absolutely. And I think that's the key, is that you need to understand that what you have in this life is so amazing, and you have the ability to, each one of us has the ability to make changes, to make choices, to progress and do the things that you want to do. But you can do it in a way that is kind to yourself, and that is going to allow yourself to be successful over a really long lifetime.
I love it. I love it. Amanda, thank you so much for what I think is probably the most insightful and both theoretically and practically applicable episode yet, in terms of just, you can't make progress with the best program and the best diet if you don't have the best mindset. And I think that having you on has been a blessing, and calling you a friend is a blessing, and being able to hear how you've progressed and the changes you've made is going to help a lot of people. So thank you.
Well, thank you. I hope that it can.
So thank you, Amanda. I really, really appreciate you coming on.
Well, thank you for having me. And I really hope that this can help. Even if it just helps one person, that's my goal in life, is to, you know, allow people to live their truth and to be happy.
You, I know, like, you post on social, like, you post a lot of like inspirational stuff. Your story, what you're going through, where can people find you on Instagram?
I am at Deliberately Strong. I think there's a, what's that thing on?
Underscore.
There's a barbell in between the two words.
There's a really heavy barbell, because I've arrived at the best deadlift in between the two words, Deliberately Underscore Strong. That's it.
Yes. And yeah. So thank you. And thank you for being a coach and a friend and just an awesome human being.
Well,
I really appreciate the opportunity to get to talk with you.
Well, I love you. Happy birthday. I'm going to call you when we get off this recording anyway, and then I'm actually going to go get a workout in too. But I'm going to call you in a second just to say thank you. I love you, and I will talk to you soon, all right?
All right. Love you too, Jordan.
Bye.
Bye.
And that concludes another episode of the Daily Unicorn. Again, thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Amanda, for such a tremendous episode. I sincerely appreciate it. And number one, if you enjoyed the episode, and only if you enjoyed the episode, please go in, give me a review, a comment, a ranking. It really does help a lot. And if you want to be featured on the next Daily Unicorn, just go to my last Instagram post and comment, tell me what you want to chat about, what your question is, and I will go through and pick someone, could be you, as the next guest on the Daily Unicorn. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.